CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Former President Donald Trump is okay after what the FBI is calling an assassination attempt. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw on the Secret Service's handling of the incident.
The Secret Service did exactly what they should have done. They provided exactly what the protection should have been, and their agent did a fantastic job.
Multiple officials tell CBS News the suspect's name is Ryan Ruth. CBS's Matt Piper has more.
The FBI says Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was the target of what appears to be an attempted assassination at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida. It comes 9 weeks after the former president survived another attempt on his life. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw.
You got to understand the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery. So when somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight. All right. And at this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around him.
The suspect was spotted and shot at by a member of Trump's Secret Service team two holes ahead from where Trump was golfing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
So far, Trump is moving ahead with his campaign. CBS's Jake Rosen has his very busy schedule.
We're expecting him to be in Flint, Michigan on Tuesday night. We're expecting him in Uniondale, New York on Wednesday. And then later in the week, he's expected to make remarks to a Jewish group, a Jewish Republican-aligned group here in D.C., before speaking in Wilmington, North Carolina on Saturday.
Meanwhile, Trump's running mate J.D. Vance was on CBS's Face the Nation, continuing to push the claims that Haitian immigrants are stealing and eating dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio.
Everybody who has dealt with a large influx of migration knows that sometimes there are cultural practices that seem very far out there to a lot of Americans. Are we not allowed to talk about this in the United States of America?
On CNN, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said Vance and Trump's claims were unfounded also.
This is dangerous stuff. I know it started because they wanted to just distract the American people from their failed policies and their chaos, but this has now taken on a life of its own because of what they incited.
A developing story in New York City. At least four people were injured after shots were fired at a subway station in Brooklyn. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Interim Police Commissioner Tom Donlan said the wounded officer is, quote, in good spirits and is expected to make a full recovery. The other victims are reported to be one woman and two men. The extent of their injuries are not known publicly. Donlan said officers were responding to a confrontation between a transit officer and an alleged fare evader when the shooting happened.
The Emmys are about to begin. Shogun and the Bear have the most nods. Country star Jelly Roll was spotted on the red carpet since he'll be performing the In Memoriam segment. This is CBS.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
To say that for the first time, microbes that cause disease in humans can travel thousands of miles on winds no higher than a half a mile.
The study showed microbes can ride on dust particles as low as 1,000 feet off the ground. In a 1,200-mile drone test, they found more than 300 types of bacteria and 260 types of fungi. And while the concentrations were low, scientists are concerned for people who are immune-compromised. The study's author, Xavier Rodo, says the results prove microbes impact our lives.
I would say they are amazing in how well they have adapted to live in the planet we share with them.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The wife of Jane's Addiction lead singer Perry Farrell says a scuffle on stage in Boston Friday night involving her husband was caused by, quote, tension and animosity within the band. In videos from that concert, 65-year-old Farrell is seen throwing a punch at guitarist Dave Navarro. The brawl ended after the show. Farrell blames it on his tinnitus. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, mid-60s for overnight lows. Mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s for Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy and a low around 64. For Tuesday, sunshine, 78. And then remaining in the mid to upper 70s Wednesday and Thursday. It's 73 at our studios.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back. bigger than wild, softer than the summer night.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address has Wabanon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Side. Girl,
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. short and the nights are long.
Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy.
a time and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Thank you.
Refreshed. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.